In this bulletin, Mike Baird tells a corruption inquiry Gladys Berejiklian should have told him about her relationship with Darryl Maguire. Tourism and entertainment sectors boosted across Australia's two most populous states. And in sport, cricket players investigated over an incident at an Adelaide nightclub. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Former New South Wales Premier Mike Baird has told the Independent Commission Against Corruption that Gladys Berejiklian should have told him about her then secret relationship with former MP Darryl Maguire. The ICAC is investigating the circumstances surrounding the awarding of multi-million dollar grants to projects in the former MP's electorate of Wagga Wagga. It's considering whether Ms. Berejiklian breached public trust due to a conflict created by her not disclosing her five-year relationship with Mr. Maguire, which started in 2015. Gladys Berejiklian has denied any wrongdoing. Former Premier Mike Baird told the hearing his then-Treasurer Berejiklian should have told him about her involvement with Darryl Maguire.
Certainly, I think it should have been disclosed.
Why?
Well, the concept of executing a public function in the context of potential private interests, I think in terms of good practice, that should have been disclosed.
You say disclosed to who?
Well, you know, myself as the Premier.
70% of Australians aged 16 and over are now fully vaccinated as a booster rollout program draws closer. Aged care residents are expected to start receiving third jabs from the second week of November if the medicines regulator and expert immunisation panel approves the move. Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Professor Paul Kelly, says the Therapeutic Goods Administration and the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation are still assessing data and eligible groups.
We have ample supplies of all three of the current vaccines that are being used in Australia, and that's a live issue with Otago. So I'll wait for them. But the mRNA vaccines are essentially very equivalent, and so once we have that TGA check, Otago advice, then we'll move ahead with that.
Every adult in New South Wales is to get a $50 voucher to spend on a hotel in the state. The voucher is part of a $250 million government scheme called Stay and Rediscover, which builds on the success of the state's Dine and Discover program. The state's Premier Dominic Perrottet says the package is designed to give the state's tourism industry a boost after months of lockdown.
With international borders closed, it has been incredibly challenging for accommodation, for tourist operators. Today is a really important day because what we are doing is getting in front. We know that the borders will open and we want to be ahead of the curve here in New South Wales when it comes to ensuring that tourism comes back with a bang.
And New South Wales has recorded 283 new locally acquired cases and 7 deaths. Panic buying during the pandemic has impacted access to culturally appropriate food. That's according to a new report by food relief charity Foodbank. New data shows 1 in 6 adults haven't had enough food to eat in the last year, and 1.2 million children in Australia have gone hungry. Chief Executive of Foodbank Victoria, David McNamara, says the charity worked with multicultural communities to continue its vital service.
If you look at those power lockdowns here in Melbourne, you know, the first requirement was for food. And so we sent thousands of hampers of food into social housing towers. So being able to access the right food for the right community has been one of our major challenges.
Police investigating the disappearance of missing 4-year-old Cleo Smith are conducting new searches of shacks near the family's West Australian campsite. As the land and aerial search enters its fifth day, Cleo's mother, Ali Smith, has made a desperate public appeal for information. 10 South Australian cricketers are being investigated for COVID-19 breaches after being kicked out of a nightclub. Police evicted the Redbacks players from the Crybaby night spot in Adelaide after they allegedly refused orders from security to stop dancing. They then allegedly verbally abused the venue's staff. Under South Australia's COVID-19 regulations, dancing is banned in licensed venues. While no charges were laid by police, the South Australian Cricket Association is investigating. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, showers and 20 degrees. Adelaide, sunny, 23. Melbourne, cloudy, 23 degrees. Hobart, also cloudy, 23. Canberra, scattered showers, 21. Wollongong, similar conditions, 20. Sydney, much the same, 22. Newcastle, a few showers, 24. Brisbane, a possible storm, 26. Cairns, some showers, 33. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.